fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 20th day of October, visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen carefully to these websites. We got some callers on hold here. First, we have waronwethepeople.com. Next is 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next is healthyworldstore.com, where I do my shopping, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Doctor. Glenn?
Yes, good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, hearing now, we've been hearing about the vaccines and the graphene oxide and all that stuff for a long time now, but now we're also hearing scandalous allegations about the effects of the spike protein on iron and hemoglobin in the blood. We're hearing about this supposed quote of Donald Trump where he said Fifi or something like that, or supposedly in a reference to the Fe, which is the periodic table symbol for iron, and that supposedly the spike proteins are knocking the oxygen molecules off of the heme and disabling the body's ability to carry oxygen in the blood. Are you hearing about this?
You know, Glenn, I appreciate that very, very much. And I'd like to be able to get as much science that you've got. If you could send me whatever you've got in that area, that is vitally important. And it's consistent with what I have learned and my greatest concerns. And it's also consistent with what the solutions are that we're advancing, with the understanding of 528 frequency alone as an antioxidant, and then what you're talking about now, the hemoglobin is literally a virtually the same molecule, the same structure as chlorophyll. The only difference between the, let's say, the blood in the botanical world is got magnesium at the center of that same molecule. We have iron at the center of our molecule. So the subject that you're raising here is vitally important, not simply for understanding the pathogenesis of the many, many illnesses that are people who have been vaccinated suffer from. It's beyond that. It's about the solution. You're now discussing the main solution, which is in oxygenation. Again, when you go back to the fundamentals, God got Adam off the ground by breathing the breath of life. That oxygen is element number 8 on the periodic table. And it carries an electron. I call it the electron of love. You know, all energy universally are carried by electrons. And what's taking place in our bodies is the bioelectricity, the bioelectronics and bioacoustics, the sound and light signals is really what the DNA, the antenna to God, is actually administering and facilitating and converting into cells and tissues and body structures. And that is a science called cymatics. The science of sound effect on matter is called cymatics. And that's why I'm saying we're literally being recreated every nano instant. And now when you start to look at the power of oxygen, the Bible talks about over and over again, the life is in the blood. So what you're raising is the foundation of life. It's in that hemoglobin and in that heme molecule. And then that's virtually identical to chlorophyll, that greenish yellow pigment. And there's your 528 frequency. There's your electron of love restoring and rejuvenating and sustaining us. You know, so that's the new context that has actually the old context. It's been suppressed. Well, we need to restore it.
Humanity has had an awareness of this at some level for a long time. We see the Christmas colors of gold, red, and green. Red is from the blood of animal life. Green is chlorophyll of plant life. And gold is for the sun, the thing that facilitates life on Earth. But we're hearing now of nurses and phlebotomists complaining about drawing black blood from patients' veins because of this deoxygenation. And then we also have a problem with too much iron in the bloodstream and no natural means to get rid of it. And we see phlebotomy used for hemochromatosis to remove excess iron. And it makes you wonder about why they're also looking into things like using leeches and doing bloodletting and stuff like that, which is an ancient thing. But you can see some validity if it helps decrease the excess iron burden. But by the same token, even in the right amounts, if the spike protein is preventing the oxygen from bonding to the hemoglobin, then it can't be carried throughout the bloodstream properly. And this is why we're seeing this darkened and blackened blood in this thing. So it sounds like this is like a big deal. So, like I said, supposedly Donald Trump was supposed to have left some little clue and challenged people to figure out about COVID, fee, and what that, you know, it's Fe2, this iron molecule. I said some people think he was trying to hint at this being part of the problem with the COVID thing.
Yeah, I love it. I love what you're sharing here. It's really important. My biggest beef is that they have suppressed what the spike protein actually is. It is a AIDS virus mutagen. It's actually the delivery mechanism for the AIDS virus. The substantial 4 main genes of the spike protein sources from Fauci's inner circle, their patents, their development of what we call HIV/AIDS today. That's where you've got to look at, you know, the most disgusting, and I don't really know why, Jim Jordan, for example. I like the guy. He's a nice guy. You know, he's doing some good work out there. Rand Paul, a medical doctor, also doing good work. But they stop short of the biggest, most important factor, which you're raising here. That is that spike protein sources from HIV/AIDS. And that is what, when Jim Jordan went before Congress and said, you know, everybody's got to take a look at January 31st, of 2020, because something big, there was a huge explosion taking place at the National Institutes of of Health, NIH, with the folks there, Francis Collins, the director, was called with Anthony Fauci, who's the director of the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases. He's the AIDS czar for the United States, heavily patented in this whole concept of how the spike protein attaches to the cells and then injects into the cells. The genetic manipulation, the mRNA vaccination, is likewise based on that model of HIV/AIDS. Jordan suppressed that. He hasn't talked about the fact that if you go into Anthony Fauci's emails, which I did, Sherry Kane and I wrote the book, The COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, which has been heavily suppressed. The censorship of that book deals with the mostly importantly, the subject matter was called the Indian paper, literally. They call it in Fauci's emails, they refer to it as the Indian paper because it was Prashant Pradhan and his eight other researchers that identified the spike protein antigen carried the main attachment genes from HIV/AIDS. That was the main manipulation in the lab. And so to the extent they cover this up, and then they don't get to where you're talking about right now. They need to get to
where multiple mechanisms of the spike protein. It also causes the folding of proteins, creating amyloids and prions. And so there's that aspect of it as well. And now we also have the scandal that Pfizer and Moderna don't hold the patents or own the vaccines, but rather they were commissioned by the DOD. That stuff's coming out now too. That this was commissioned by the DOD as a countermeasure. So there's so many aspects to all of this, and there's the immune system effects, there's the clotting, the carditis, the prion like things that get into micro clots in the brain and all that sort of thing, and the idea of cancers in remission that come roaring back, and people who've had no cancers getting leukemia that kills them in weeks, and all of these different things occurring from these multiple mechanisms that are being caused by all this.
Right. That's what you get when you convert God's technology into pharmaceutical technology. That's what they're doing. And it's incomprehensible. It's unconscionable. But the science is clear. You know, what you're talking about also deals with what the most recent research on my desk deals with, how the Department of Defense and DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Programs Agency, financing MIT and the Langer Labs that created Moderna. They literally created, financed Moderna and the mRNA vaccinations that feature the spike protein. Well, you look at what they're now researching, it is to dehydrate silver and silver technology to enable a further neurological manipulation, a bioelectronic neurological manipulation to enable the collection of DNA data, collect all of the real-time chemistry of what's going on in the human body and connect it to the cloud. So they have total control over us as transhumanists, So this is where they're going. And it's clear from their financing and clear from their scientific publications that this is where they're going. And for me, we got to I just balk and I stop short and go, my goodness, silver. Why are they dehydrating silver in association with graphene and the bioelectronics of manipulating civilization? Why would they be doing it? When you dehydrate, water is liquid God. Liquid God. They want to pull liquid God out of our bodies so that they can instill their technologies for total control. And this is the subject matter that you're talking about. So when we're witnessing all these diseases that are coming about because you're deoxygenating, you're pulling the life out, the breath of life, where they're pulling that out and they're poisoning that. And then on top of that, they're pulling the water out of cells and tissues and elements such as silver, which is a superconductor of energy. That's what silver is. Silver, copper, gold.
Hemolysis. Hemolysis. Either hemolysis, right. and hemoptysis is the opposite. But we have this. Why in the world are they messing with new strains of COVID? They've got an 80% lethal variant coming out of Massachusetts now. So, why are they even puttering with that sort of thing?
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense, especially when you consider what we're talking about, the greater context of bioelectronics, of spiritual dynamics. How we go to sleep at night feeling dreadful, tired, exhausted, and wake up in the morning refreshed is an example of what we're talking about. It's a miraculous manifestation and rejuvenation, an energetic reinvigoration that we're experiencing. And it's obviously so. We don't need a scientific report to tell us that this is what's going on. It's interesting. It's interesting to know what's going on. But we have a society that is so stupid. And we have leaders and politicians and even, government scientists that are so stupid that they would be engaging in kind of dangerous technology and research and developments. Why would you create bioweapons other than to kill people?
Right. And we have scientists that are, they may not be stupid, but they're certainly wicked, or they're sophomoric, they're educated fools.
Well, in addition, gentlemen, it's a violation of international law to fabricate diseases that kill people.
Trouble is you need an enforcement arm to enforce that.
That's great.
To have laws, but if nobody's enforcing them, thank you, gentlemen.
Take care. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
The hell with the international law, right? Just move forward and make the biological weapons anyway. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, I probably can't get all this straight that I want to say, so tell me if you don't understand me. But Trump's uncle, named Trump, he was in on the Tesla patents, wasn't he? And you mentioned it a while ago, which made me think about that. I wonder if that's what the FBI was looking for, because when they did that at Mar-a-Lago, like they would find something. I don't understand that. But apparently, I'm starting to wonder if this brand new ship that they've made, this new aircraft carrier, it's huge. It's the Ford, whatever his name was, they can launch those aircrafts electrically somehow or other, so much faster without any stress on the carrier itself. And it said it had dual radar. And I was thinking, that sounds like what I was reading here at exopolitics.org about all this Nikola Tesla stuff. So if the FBI got his uncle to check it out, and papers are missing and all that kind of stuff, I think everybody needs to worry about our military more than they're doing. The rest of the world, who knows? Am I making any sense?
Yeah, I'm with you. I follow you, Pat.
Okay. Pat, thanks for your call. We'll wrap up after the break.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
NPR says that Biden's bot pardon will help reverse the racist enforcement of the war on drugs. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. So some advocates of the marijuana possession pardon say that the decades-old war on drugs has imprisoned black and brown people at higher rates. Well, that may be true, but it was Biden that championed the 1994 drug laws, which disproportionately attacked crack cocaine over powdered cocaine. And more importantly, with over 100,000 people dying from fentanyl poisoning last year, should marijuana even be on the radar? Fentanyl is now the number one killer of people 18 to 45 years old. Has anyone ever died from a marijuana overdose? Although I agree with the bot pardon, I would much rather see our federal government spending its time and our money on stomping fentanyl. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. See this Pashem Parabellum.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back. We are back. And we are back. Doctor, we've got about three or four minutes here to wrap up our discussion. It's gone a number of different directions. I was just reading an article published the 17th, a couple of days ago, that we now have 80 Canadian doctors that have died since getting the COVID clot shot. And a dramatic increase, I want to get back to this article here, in doctors under age 30 in Canada, 800% increase in deaths. 800% increase in doctors under age 30 dying in Canada. It's too late. I believe every licensed physician in Canada has got the clot shot or they would lose their license. Is that accurate, doctor?
I think that is highly likely that that's had a major impact. There have been few resistors and, willing to risk losing their licenses. So, yeah, the manipulation is clear. And it's the same thing in the pilots in the United States and,
yes.
and even school teachers. You know, it's been disgusting how I can't even conceive of how they got away with this, just other than through this outrageous propaganda of the mainstream, how people just gave up their lives and their freedom of choice insofar as such a dramatically experimental and toxic manipulation through vaccination. I just can't even conceive it. I can't wrap my head around it. It's beyond me.
I know. Well, doctors under age 40, a 500% increase in fatalities. Doctor under age 50, a 200% increase in fatalities over the 2019-2020 average. This is, and we have a lot of listeners in Canada, and Canada has done this to themselves. United States have done it themselves. There's a new political party in Israel, by the way, which wants to expose the truth behind the COVID clot shots. I don't know what success will have. I believe Israel will cease to exist in a relatively short period of time because they have one of the highest percentages of vaccinations on the planet, and they're committing national suicide with what they've done, sir.
Yeah. You know, Poland has had a wonderful political party, too. I was invited to speak there a couple of years ago to a political party that is completely opposed to vaccinations. And, what's taking place right now internationally is a little too little too late, you know. And I'm sad about the fact that for a quarter century I've been heralding the risks of laboratory-created viruses and the poisonous vaccinations, and now we've come to this where the Book of Revelation and mass depopulation is being played out. I did my best, and I know I have a lot of wonderful people out there who got my messages, and they thank me regularly. I get lots of mail, lots of thank yous for the health of their children because they heard my voice, like a lone voice crying in the wilderness against the status quo, you know. But then it's still so sick and so sad to have seen this unfolding over these decades and then been limited in what I've been able to do. You know, so when this news report came out the other day, you know, I went to Harvard. I got my doctor of medical dentistry degree from Tufts University. So Boston is my playground, you know, and to have Boston now be the center of controversy concerning taking COVID and making it 80% lethal. Now you're talking about the realm of Ebola, you know, 60 to 80% of the population who gets Ebola dies. And to have these insane lunatics in these labs financed by Big Pharma and Fauci's circle, it just is unconscionable that those who call themselves intelligent have been actually creating the world's greatest risks and civilization's greatest threat. It's just, it's, you know, John, we've talked about this. It's getting stranger and stranger all the time. Now we're totally in a twilight zone.
We are. And the least productive members of society are not mandated to get the COVID clot shot. The most productive people that keep our society functioning have been mandated to get everybody in the military, everybody in the medical profession, almost all teachers. The people that, the glue that holds the country together is being taken apart, isn't it?
Right. And then again, without integrating the great global reset and the transhumanist agenda of the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates and company, without integrating that intelligence, it's ridiculous. This tragedy, this genocide continues.
Dr., thank you. We'll have you back next Thursday. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I'll soon have a house available in a nearby town of Bismarck, Missouri, available for sale. It'll be less than $200,000. I don't know what the price is going to be yet. A three-bedroom home that's walking distance of the post office, walking distance of a cafe, and a very well, depending on how much you want to walk, you can walk to the supermarket and so forth. A cute little place that will be available for sale probably in a week or two, and we'll have photographs and a better description and a price soon, just to let you know. My website's still down. My webmaster got home from the hospital yesterday. He was in the hospital unconscious on a respirator for more than a week. Tim Spencer, our prayers have been answered. I want to thank all of you for praying for Tim. He's back home. He'll be back in the saddle working soon. He's still got antibiotics, IV, for about a month because of the heart infection. Nothing related to COVID or the COVID clot shot, just a major issue with a heart infection. In the meantime, I'm taking orders the old-fashioned way. You want an energy cleaner, mattress pad to go with it, a micro plush throw, just give me a phone call. You want a Liberator rocket heater, just call me. I will personally take your order and process it and get that shipped to you as quickly as possible. That telephone to place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, your Liberator rocket heater is 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is the one and the only guy, all by himself, manufacturing an energy cleaner. We're going to talk about the energy cleaner and how incorporating an energy cleaner into your life, like I've done for many years, will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, sir, I am out of energy cleaners. I need a new batch. Any idea when I might be getting those?
Well, I told you it'd be this week, and it will still be this week. So unless you change the quantity, I plan to have what you asked for.
Okay. I asked for 13.
It'll probably be the weekend, John, but I'll have them for you, probably Saturday.
Well, I'm shipping three more to Australia to take care of those folks down there. They've been having great success with the energy cleaner. It's a group of healthcare professionals. They've been doing some testing, live blood analysis before using energy cleaner and after. I'm not sure that's been done anyplace that I'm aware of prior to this. Are you aware of that, Tom?
No, I'm not, John. But you know, a friend of mine who is a holistic chiropractor has one of those microscopes, and he's done the same type of work. And he bought a new one, and I'm really thinking about buying the one that he's outgrown and just to have it. So that's in the works, and I don't know anything about doing that type of experimentation, but I thought it would be a good thing to have.
Well, maybe you can. You're a pretty bright guy. You can probably figure out how to do that if you really want to. But it's a toss up between Canada and Australia as to which foreign country I've shipped the most to. I've shipped to a number of other foreign countries, but Canada and Australia are the two that I've shipped the most to. We have a lot of listeners in Australia, Tom, an awful lot.
Yeah, and New Zealand, too, John. That part of the world, those people are very open and aware as far as energy healing goes. They're very interested in it, and I've talked to quite a few people from Australia and New Zealand over the years. Many of them using this system with great results, and they're very open to it, more so than many other parts of the world.
All right, I was going to spend my 1 week R&R from Vietnam in Australia, contingent upon finding a professional driver's school, race car driver's school, and my aunt and uncle who were they spent their adult lives as missionaries in Australia. At my request, they searched, but they couldn't find one, so I didn't go. It would have been a great trip, though, and I would have learned a lot from a professional driving school. I get emails from folks in Australia and New Zealand all the time, and, of course, the UK. So we have quite an outreach. So, Tom, the microchip industry, computer chip industry, continues to go through hard times and getting even harder, isn't it, sir?
It really is. It's certain types of chips have it's let up a little bit, and it's a little bit better, but I'm still seeing very long lead times. I'm seeing some lead times on certain types of parts out to 2024 February. So it's taking a while, John, but I still am able to get enough parts trickling in to keep these orders going out the door. I don't think anybody should worry about that. I get them straight from Taipei, Taiwan. So as many as they can get, they get to me.
I got some breaking news here. Need to interrupt normal programming. Article published at the Exposé website, dated today's date. Now, 90 days, the first 90 days of this year, January, February, March, the first 90 days of this year in England, listen carefully, everybody, 63,000 people died within 7 weeks of giving the COVID clot shot booster. 63,000 in 90 days died within 7 weeks of getting the COVID clot shot booster vaccine. That's pretty scary. That's really scary. And we're killing ourselves, Sam. You know, our listeners are part of what I call the pure blood remnant who have not and will not get the COVID clot shot. In the meantime, our listeners, and includes the ones who have already gotten and will be getting their energy cleaner, we're going to be the ones left to rebuild whatever is left of society to be rebuilt, aren't we?
It sure seems that way, John. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's quite a few people deceased in such a short period of time.
Yeah, it's a small country. You know, 63,000 yes. United States would be bad, but England has a fraction of our population, a much, much smaller population than we have. So for a country the size of England, 63,000 people dying in 90 days within 7 weeks of getting the COVID booster, that's off the charts crazy scary.
John, I saw an article about a 19-year-old young man who was on a football team. I think it was in Mississippi, and he deceased.
He was found dead in church, 18 years old, 18 or 19,
yeah.
Whatever.
And, you know, what do you think that was? Hard to say,
We can guess, but football players tend to be pretty healthy young men, to say the least, very physically fit. If he had an underlying heart condition, that would have been discovered in high school football. If there's a heart murmur, something like that, that's found out. Typically the first year, their freshman year when they play football, they either find that out or they die from a previously unknown heart issue. But the fact that this young man played 4 years of football in high school tells me he did not have some kind of congenital, you know, birth defect with his heart. Otherwise, that would have been found out a long time ago. Of course, I read the same article, and there was no attribution of why the young man died. But that would be a really good guess, wouldn't it, sir?
It would be, John. And then with the other case, 63,000. Within 7 weeks being deceased. I just wonder how long they can keep the lid on this. People are asking questions. Every direction I turn, I hear from people that are asking the same question, what's going on here? And I tell them what I think it is.
Here's some details. This number, this comes from the United Kingdom Government Institution, which is called the Office for National Statistics. Between January and March, 90 days, 62,801 died an average of 48 days after receiving the booster dose of the COVID-19 injection.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow is right.
Wow is right.
That's just, you know, it's official government statistics there. Well, the energy cleaner, going back to the main topic that I want to get, you know, we have new listeners every week. Energy cleaner is an electronic healing device. It is not a TENS unit. It is not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. The energy cleaner puts out a healing electrostatic signal that goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. We have no evidence that it'll do anything to help people that have had the COVID vaccination or the clot shot. I wish I could sit here and say, yes, it'll help you, but I can't. We have no evidence of that. If I knew that for certainty, I would certainly let people know that. We focus on two things with the energy cleaner. It could be pain, could be arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, elbow pain, doesn't matter the source of the pain, and getting a great night's sleep. Which, between those two issues, we're talking about probably half the adults in this country have either major or minor issues with both. The energy cleaner is about the size of a cigar box, takes 9D as in Delta, 9D cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply one place to plug in one wire, ideally would go to one of the mattress pads that offer sale or a micro plush throw. And you simply sleep on the mattress pad and get the healing energy from the energy cleaner. That's all there is to it. Very simple and very effective. Now that I'm offering the micro plush throws, people already have an energy cleaner can get more use out of it because they can use it on the recliner, use it on their chair at work, use it on their car seat, and get a lot more use out of the energy cleaner. Right, Tom?
Yes, sir. And that's a good way to go. It really is.
It really is. Absolutely. The energy cleaner itself is only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. I have everything in stock except the energy cleaner, which I'll be getting no later than Saturday. And I offer, listen carefully again, a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's what I offer for me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee. And it's about, you know, I ship out about 500 a year of these energy cleaners. I get back about 1 1/4, which is about 1%, or maybe slightly less than 1%. And I like to tell the story about the one that was returned to me. I open up the box. The stale cigarette smoke almost knocked me over. And it's good to talk about this occasionally, Tom, that there's lifestyle changes. You think you can smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day and have the energy cleaner fix what's wrong, you're wrong. It's not going to happen. If you think you can drink a fifth of whiskey a day and have the energy cleaner fix what's wrong, it's not going to happen. If your main diet is what my buddy who died, a very dear friend from Vietnam in the Army, he told me 35 years ago his three main food groups were beer, pizza, and ice cream. And now he's dead. Now, the energy cleaner can't fix that, can it, Tom?
No, sir, it cannot. John, it can't. And people make poor choices with their health, but it's never too late to change those habits and make your diet better, have healthier choices, and quit the drinking and smoking. And that's a good start to a much better lifestyle and better health. And you know what, John? I did not give our disclaimer. I should probably throw that
in. Well, you should probably go ahead and do that, sure.
Okay, and we always like to say this. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner. And you know, John, even if the energy cleaner, if we determine that it did help with these clot shots, in this country, I'd be reluctant to even talk about it. You know,
right.
I really would be.
Yep. We were talking yesterday with Professor McKinney how a regular automobile or a truck engine can run on water, and which they can. I've seen it happen. You separate the hydrogen from the water, and the cars run without any serious modifications. They run simply as is. Jim mentioned that there's people who have been murdered trying to, sell devices that would do that, which I have no interest in that myself. But I said to Jim as we were wrapping up his segment, Jim, we've solved the world's energy problem. Run these vehicles on water.
Well, John, there are a lot of people experimented with those hydrogen generators and feeding that into the air intake on their engines and dramatically increase their fuel efficiency, fuel mileage on almost any vehicle.
I've seen it. I've stood next to these vehicles and watched them run. It's no mystery.
Yeah.
It's simple high school science, by the way, even junior high school science, to separate hydrogen out of water. It's not a sophisticated thing at all. It's very simple.
Even welders, little gas welders that are available that. Instead of operating on oxygen and acetylene or propane, they actually operate on hydrogen and oxygen. And they just have a water tank that's electrolyzed, and then they collect the separate gases and feed that to the torch. They're used a lot in making jewelry and medical devices where there's some very, very intricate welding. It has to be done with a torch, and because of the burn is very, very clean, it doesn't leave any residue behind. So, so it works for the torches. I don't see why it wouldn't work for a car. And people were doing that and having great results. I've seen
it. Well, it does. It does. I've seen a Dodge pickup truck run on water. I've seen a Plymouth Fury 3, a four-door sedan from the 70s run on water. The guys with the Plymouth Fury said, "Oh, John, we're having trouble with cornering because of centrifugal force." And I said, "Just park this thing next to a house and run the whole house. You don't need to drive it at all." You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Well, Tom, we also need to remind people that Energy Cleaner can help with their growing fruits and vegetables, can't it?
Yes, sir, it certainly will. And many people are setting up greenhouses these days because it's a wise thing to do. The energy cleaner can be used in a greenhouse. It can also be used with a garden plot. Doesn't matter. All you need to do is get that energy signal to the plants. If you have a garden plot, you can easily suspend some chicken wire, a grid of chicken wire, over the tops of the plants and use the plastic type electric fence post to hold that chicken wire at the right height, clip onto it with the output cable from the energy cleaner, and that's as difficult as it is. It's very simple. No more difficult than just clipping onto that chicken wire grid. In a greenhouse, you can do it the same way that you can also stretch a piece of stainless steel wire through the plant beds. The media that the plants are growing in has the nutrients pumped through there. I'm thinking of a hydroponic greenhouse now, and those plants will be energized because that media will stay damp and conduct the electrically conductive and conduct that signal, the healing signal, right to the roots of the plants and up through the plant. Works quite well. Very simple to do. So it's a great way to increase the output, vegetable output, of any garden or greenhouse. And it's becoming more and more popular, John. So it's a great way to set up a second energy cleaner. If you have one in your house, use on the bed. Put one in your greenhouse or with your garden, and you'll be all set.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll get a fresh batch no later than Saturday afternoon and get this going for everybody. I only got one back order at the moment. So 2021 was a logistical nightmare for as far as getting these manufactured. I was running 3 months behind the summer of 2021. On back orders, and they were stacked up 25 deep. But now we're all caught up and getting them out the door, aren't we, sir?
Yes, John. And, you know, in 2021, that's when the chips started becoming difficult to get. And that, along with the demand, it was just incredibly difficult. But we made it through that. And the demand is still there, but it's a lot easier to handle now. It's not quite as bad, and I am getting the chips. They're coming in small batches, but enough to meet the demand, the current demand. It's been a very, very difficult situation. I'm fortunate to have that connection in Taiwan. If I didn't have that, I would not have any chips right now. There'd be zero. And they're very, very hard to get, many of them unobtainable at the moment in North America. So it's just not a good situation.
Let's pray your source in Taiwan doesn't have an unfortunate accident or get sick or something, because we'd be shut down otherwise, wouldn't we?
That's true. So far, absolutely. So good. We're hanging in there,
so
John.
Hang in there. Okay. See you tomorrow morning, Tom. We'll talk about emergency communications. See you then.
Okay, I'll be ready.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless the United States of America.
Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.